Yeah, before we start to talk about the halachas, the first shaila is, if we're going to make a brocha, we ought to know what the brocha means. Now, if you look at the brocha, if I received such a text, you know, as a draft, you know, or a text message or an email, I would think that what happened was that there was a draft, and they had three proposals, and they sent it out before they struck the two that they didn't want. What do we want? So no lesser figure than the receivers, Zichut Tzadik Lebrocha, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, talks about it. And the receivers is a Mavul Dikapshat. There's no redundancy here whatsoever. He says, the first issue is that we're chai, that we're around. You know, that's not a simple matter. Our history has been a very difficult history. That we're around altogether is Shechiyono, that we got to this date, and we're around to consider doing whatever we want to do. As a chiddush nifla that we have to thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for. The second, he says, we say chai lo ad v'kayam lanetzach. We say in Baruch Shama. Kayam is the geder of ani Hashem lo shanisi that the Novi talks about. Means we're unchanging. We come to the day with the same principles that the Vilna Gaon had, with the same principles as the Rambam, and the same principles as Rabbi Akiva, and the same principles as Moshe Rabbeinu. The same Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Torah, unaltered and unchanged, across all the Doras, as I'm here, and I'm living with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Torah. But unfortunately, in Jewish history, we know that those two principles are not enough. We need the physical circumstances which allow us to do the mitzvah. How often in our history we've had chai and kayam, but Nebuch, Gilit and Tzoros of all types, that it wasn't possible, ois tzefir in the mitzvah. So we thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that we have the hechatimtza, the practical hechatimtza, the political tranquility around us to be able to do so. The cheftza shal mitzvah that I need an esrog. You know, we take for granted every little kid, 5 years old, runs around with an esrog. My Shwezel Lezayin Gesund comes from a town in Poland with a Marshon and Tazwar Abonim in Ostra. And his town owned b'shutfis with the next town, one set of dalad minim. And shteitoch, the guy was allowed to go chutz l'tchum, shteitoch, halocha, whatever, to bring it, and that's what they did. The guy used to go take it on yontif from one town to the next so the people in the other town could also bench. That's the hasogas. Forget that every little kid, two cities together, two towns together, my shurit was not a little hick town. There were 12 shochtim over there in the chais, thousands of Jews. Two towns together had to own a lulav and esrog, the arba minim. So the fact that we come, shechiyonu v'kimonu v'higiyonu, that we have the echatim, so chabashtikul matzah, I have an esrog, I have a shofar, a blow shofar, and we lost me, and nobody comes to shter me. That's what we thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's the meaning of the brocha, Rabbi Yisrael. That was a tajd in the sivas. Now, we have to understand that the implication of shechiyonu, and this has affected us halachic mashmos into. This Shechiyonu, the text of the brocha is very, very significant in terms, even in its halachic dimensions. We have two brochas which are very parallel to each other. We have the brocha of Shechiyonu, and we have the brocha of Tov HaMeitiv. And in general, the halacha is if it's an individual simcha, I make Shechiyonu. If it's a simcha, I buy something which is meitiv l'achrini, I buy a house for my family, machacha tov ha-meitiv, Baruch Hashem, I have a wife, I have children, they're also going to live here, machacha tov ha-meitiv. So in concept, they're the same. But the halachas play out differently, right? Because the text of the brocha is significant. In a tov ha-meitiv, we just say that I had a hatovah, something good happened to me. Shechiyonu, we thank the Rebbeinu Shem that the Rebbeinu Shem brought me to this day. Now, for example, we have a halacha that in the 3 weeks, we're not supposed to make a Shechiyonu. On the weekdays, Shabbos b'diavad, if we have to, machmana Shechiyonu. Why? So the reason is not because Shechiyonu was a brocha shel simcha per se. That's not you're looking to be a b'mayan achrenim, b'mayim mordechai and others. The divorce is because how could I say Abishta brought me to this time? I have to cry that I'm at this time. Okay, I'm making a bracha thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom. Abbas come to us from that if I have to make a tova hameitiv in the 3 weeks, that's fine because it doesn't have a text of Shechiyonu b'kimono. We find a similar idea, for example, that a cotton doesn't bench gaimel. Why doesn't a cotton bench goyim a shteitoch? Because the nusach habrochos are goyim lechayov and toivus. A cotton is not a chayim. He has no chiyuvim. He is not accountable with any averus. How can he say he can't say the text of a goyim lechayov and toivus? The etzem should thank the rabbanu shalom nitzan. He was also nitzel. If he's meyor de ayam and he came out, what's that? If that is any different, we should machanach him for haydom. But it's not shayach to it because he can't say ayor. He can't say agoyim lechayov and toivus. The text of the bracha is at times koveya. Now, there's a yisoy that we have to understand in a bracha like shechiyono, and it's particularly important. Chazal say that shechiyono was a rishus. As I state in the Gemara. Now, rishus, let's put rishus, and I think in proper context. Rishus doesn't mean I should turn over, you know, on the other side, pull the covers back over my head and forget about it. Doesn't mean dipshat rishus. Toisus in Tvilas HaShachar, and the second omer in Tvilas HaShachar, Svetzach Dort in the Shaila of Tvilas Arvas Rishus. So the Ri says in Toisus, what's the dipshat rishus? Rishus means he's supposed to do it. Elamai, if you have a decent race, I have a big business meeting, and it's difficult. So I have an excuse. It's Andish and Shachos and Mincha. But Stamos, I listen. I'm tired. I'm not in the mood. Leave me alone. It's a Rishus. Dosadish can teretz. Rishus means something I'm supposed to do, but the halacha gave me a little bit more personal flexibility to decide versus a lachat, you know, when I have to do it. And so on. I could be potter, have a tour a little bit more readily than I would if it's a chiv. But by the fact it's a Rishus, we have to be a little bit more careful to make sure that we're really 100% mechuyev. Otherwise, even if there's a suffix, which wouldn't even be enough of a suffix, the gabi brocha levatolo. And there is a machleikas achareinim about this. The chayodim is a shita that even if there's a svek svek in favor of making a brocha, that you're not allowed to make a brocha. It's still a shayla brocha levatolo, and even a svek svek is not enough to be able to make a brocha. The Mogen Avraham and Uchasfiras Oimer seems quite obviously the way that Achronim understand the Mogen Avraham to disagree. Because we know that if I have a suffix, if I skip the night in Sfiras Oimer, so I make the bracha, and the Mogen Avraham's cheshbon is al svek sveka. Now, it's interesting, if you look in the Chayodom in Uchasfiras Oimer, he agrees with that halach, he doesn't, but he has a whole pilpul why it's true. Not for the reason that any of us learned. Agantz Mamonov Shach he has. And the Chayodim has that because it's Lishitose that he is in the beginning of the Chayodim that Svek Svek is not a good enough reason to make a brocha. There's Mamele, it was Mechadish Agantza Pilpa. You look in Hilchos Sfiras and we're very interesting how he wants Agantza Mamonoshoch to justify. So, Svek Sveko, we have a Machloikis. So let's even if we'd Paskin like the Mogen Avraham. You're talking that the Mogen Avraham would Paskin like the Chayodim when it came to Shechem. It's Rishus. Take a step back. Now, part of that we have to understand is the following. There's a Gemara at the end of Mokum Shenogu. And as I mentioned before, the halachos of Shechionu and the halachos of Toiv HaMeitiv are parallel, really, to each other. They address the same thing. The Gemara says, the last shtickle Gemara in Mokum Shenogu, Sofim State, does it. That Mizman Azeh, if we have Eden Chedvesa, have a big simcha, Ben Zohar is born, I say, Toiv HaMeitiv. Lo aleinu beis tzara in ezavek. I was leida avelus machten dynamis. Lo osid lo voishteik dochun yigemar. And everything that happens, I'm going to say atoiv ameitim. So the shaila is number fashtein rabbeisa. Why am I going to make atoiv ameitim lo osid lo? Because the Eibush is ameitim. There's no rach from the rabbeinu. Everything is toiv. Toiv Hashem lako rach mavakol masa. So if that's true, so it's no less true today. So why today don't I say atoiv ameitiv? The zolba rabbeinu shalom and the zolba munah that everything the Eibush is ameitiv. There's no rab before the rabbeinu shalom. Called the arba v'rachmana l'tav avot. But the pshat is in birchas haydor is dependent very very much on the regish shemo. Bizman hazeh we don't see clearly. Somebody is nifter, it's a tremendous agar. We don't see how it could be a hatova. How could it be a hatova? I was sitting with this person, I love this person, this person's dear to me. I lost a brother, Lo Aleinu, Chalom Yitzchak, my oldest brother. He was a half a father to me, it's a tzar godel. The Eibush tot zayna cheshbonis, I'm a maimon, Rabbi Yisach, b'nish ken koifa. I have tzar. I can't say atoiva hameitiv, because that's not the regish that I have. It's in ishtemis. therefore I have to make dianems. La osit, that will see everything bas baklari amir, everything will be clear. I'll make it. But a brichas haidor has to come from the lev, has to be of an emes. Someone called me recently, and they're a person that has a lot of issues in life. They're very challenged, they're unhappy, they're depressed. So I said to them, you said this morning that you're happy to be alive. So he says, where did I say such a thing? I said, you said Moida'ani this morning. She says, I said Moida'ani because Hashtet the Haloch, I'm a chuyuv to say it. I say, if that's the reason you said it, Mustafa, you shouldn't have said it. It's Kimat three quarters emes what I said from that. Because the pshat is, yeah, you have to say Moida'ani. But what do you have to say Moida'ani? You have to say Moida'ani because I thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. Baruch Hashem, I'm alive. I can do a mitzvah today. I can be Yehud Hashem. I can be Koyin Olam Abba. Right? The Gro cried when he was about to die. So his Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, if you're crying, what's with the rest of us? There hasn't been a maspid or a chosid like you in hundreds of years. So what's with the rest of us? I'm doomed. So the Goyin said, it's not the reason. I'm not crying because I'm afraid of my fate. I'm crying for a different reason. He says, in this world, for a poor kopikus, you could buy a talis cotton and a kentana mitzvah. Where I'm going, that's it. It's annuities. You live on retirement. That's it. No, you can't put anything more into the 401k. Now you just make withdrawals. You know, that's the mamela, the going at gevent. It's over. So the schos to do a mitzvah. And this is very important in the Indian of Shechiyonah. Because in Shechiyonah, we could only make a Shechiyonah on something that I'm sameach about. If I'm not sameach, this fruit doesn't do it for me. I look at a star fruit, it's intercepted, it's a star fruit, you know? You know? I haven't figured out what to do with it. Maybe it's good in the tea, maybe a chais instead of the lemon. I'm not sure, personally, you know? But I can't make a shechiyon or a star. Chabash can simcha. It's not, there's a new fruit in the meilah. No. I have to be sameach. If I'm not sameach, then you can't give a door. Forget about it. Now, there's one other issue before we get into the, a little bit, to run through some of the protem that I'm going to get. And there's a big issue. There's a machloikis between the Prima Godim and some Sofer really is on the other side of it and others. The Chofetz Chaim discusses it in the little in the Shaar Tzion. When we make Birchas Shechiyonu on Peiros, so which goes first? The Birchas, the Bar Priya Eitz or the Shechiyonu? Which one goes first? So Minhag Olam, as we know, is to make the Eitz and then to make the Shechiyonu. That's undoubtedly that's the Minhag Olam. That's all the Paiskim right there. Many Paiskim, the Prima Godim is really Bereisham, it's not get to it. They don't feel, at least the Chatchila, that that's correct. The Cheshbon is a Cheshbon like this. The Cheshbon is that when does the Chiyuv of Shechiyonu come? But Etzem, it doesn't come at the time of the Achila. When I see it, it's a Machleikis in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rashba called me followed the Pesach of the Rashba, that the fruit has to be fully developed. If it's not fully developed, I can't make a Shechiyonu on it. When the fruit is fully developed on the tree, then I can make a Shechiyonu. It's one of the reasons, in fact, that we don't make Shechiyonu on the tree is there's two different reasons. One of the reasons is that we're afraid that we're not such farmers, and we won't necessarily know when it's a pre-sholim. And whatever, others disagree with the Rashba, but Lamaisa Lahaloha, we pass on like the Rashba, we don't make a Shechiyonu until the fruit is full. And there's a second reason that not everyone has such aesthetic pleasure, you know. When I see cherries on the tree, that's remote, you know. When I sit down to eat a bowl of cherries, you know, I'm sameach. But seeing them on the tree, the lights don't light up for me. It's not eating chedvus. I'm not jumping for joy. I'll call upon him, but this man really comes when it's still on the tree. So now when I sit down to eat, the chiyav, the din shechiyonu, is a din kodum. That's from way before. It has nothing to do with my achila now. So for two, first of all, it came first. And secondly, there's a second issue, is why in the world should I put it after the Bar Priyites? If it, it doesn't belong there. So this is the view of the Prima Godin. We'll come back a couple of the riots that they have on this issue. If they are some Sofer and the Goy Shulchan Aruch writes, and this is the principal reason. The Aruch HaShulchan says there are other reasons which he does not bring down. But the principal reason which he talks about and HaGosh Chassam Sofer talk about and Chassam Sofer says, it's interesting, in the Chassam Sofer's time, it looks like in Prishburg, the minhag ha'olam was that they said the shechiyonu before the bar prayed. So it's mashma indeed, because of some sort of reflect the hakasha is ma'echa teisi. Well, it's good outside for kert because of it didn't todder and blight by a tzorachian. So it looks like in Frischburg the minhag rather was the other way around for the rest of the world.
Right, don't you do also by like the Rosh Hashanah also with the apple?
We'll come to that right away with the apple. Now, so the Chassam Sofer says, I'll start there. Listen, I make Abar Priyates a lot more often in a year than I make Shechiyonu. Is Mbril Alt Todder, Todder Vashayna Todder, and Todder is a derisa de Kedin, the Gemara and Zvachim known as Mpsukim. So the Chassam Sofer blight by a Tzorachin. The Oroch HaShulchan, so that's the Hechruch. In other words, the Shaila is, even if I could justify, we'll soon explore justifications for putting the Shechiyonu after the Abar Priyates. But Ayira Chacham asked me, I talked about it. He said, why would you want to do it? There's no sign you can explain it, but why do you want to do it? So the answer is Todder. Al Todder, I want to put the eights first and Shechiyonu second. That's what some Sefer writes. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that there's two problems. The Aruch HaShulchan says he's noyeg the same way the Chofetz Chaim came out like the Prima Godim, that he made the Shechiyonu, and then he made the eights. He writes, Bechein ani noyeg, as I shreibt, the Aruch HaShulchan. And he says, why? He says, Todder is Nishkintaina. He says, the Veldzuk Todder is a Taina, Todder is Nishkintaina. He says, for two reasons. First of all, Todder is only a Taina, he says, when the two Chiyuvim come at one time. So normally, for example, the Shechiyonu and the Chag and the Mitzvah to make Kiddush come at the same time, but Ascholas a Chag, that's when they come. So then you go and get involved in Shailas of Todder. But if I have one Chiyuv came yesterday and one came today, so Mecha Tesi out Todder, the one that came first that I shouldn't do first. Well, what reason is there? And then secondly, is a more edel taina. He says that be'etzem, there are issues of hefsik in between a brichas and then and an eating. So you have to have a good excuse. So I think the pshat is when it comes to the broch of shechiyonu l'moshel b'kiddush, so there the chazal were koveya ala kais. They said that's l'chadchila the way you're supposed to do it. And whether else taught this kash should come first. And shechiyonu was also on the chag, so it's verbunden in fact with the kabbalah sachag. Havdalah is also as a din. Havdalah, you have a similar din, because the Havdalah is also the same Loshen Hashas that you find in Erev and you find in Avri Psochem, that Chazal will misada them ala kais. But it's not the dinner, it has to be that way. But that's the way they were noyik to put them ala kais. So it looks like, you know, because otherwise you could ask between the Bar Priyagof and Machmin Psomim and Bar Marayesh. But the fact that Chazal will convey them together, it became a din that it's ala kais. And you're supposed to do it in that fashion. I'll call upon him, that's what he answers. Now, the rayas that he want to bring, forgetting Todder, that it's not a hefsek, so there are two rayas the Chofetz Chaim discusses. There are two obvious rayas to this. One is the halacha gvilat turah, that if I washed, and I made on the tilis adayim, and I chukizukta moitzi lechem in the aretz, and after that, I realized, as I was about to take a piece of challah, that I forgot to feed my cat. I'll crack the cow. So I'm allowed to be mafsik and say, go give food to the cow. So you see that l'maisa, that upon necessity, if there's a reason, and Shechiyonu is the harizen, so I'm allowed, there's no iser hefsik. Even a bigger riot than that, there's a halacha, Ramina Yoyna talks about this. This is a halacha that the Velt is not really familiar with. The Chofetz Chaim does cite this, but it's in Ramina Yoyna. It's a muradik chiddush. Suppose, for example, I like challah with salsa. I don't like challah by itself. Chavlishli, but I like with salsa, I like a piece, you know, with a little bit of mustard, I like a piece of challah. Chavlishli, but I press the shtickel, truck in a challah, I don't like. But with the eat it with mustard, it's right, you know, gewaldic. So the halacha is, I made a moitzi lechem in aretz, I look on the table, there's no mustard on the table. Shtei docha halacha, then I'm allowed to ask them to bring mustard at that point. After I made the brocha, before I'm toyim. So you see, that's even more than gvulat turah. So Gvulat Turah, they have tainus against the raya because l'maisa, that's a halacha. It's usher to eat before I give the animal to eat. So that's the chayisr, even though it's not be'etzem, the din of the brochas, but it's sof kol sof, there's an isr involved. But l'maisa, to ask for mustard is, why should the Shechiyonu, the Eibush, the Shechiyonu be worse than my mustard? So the Chofetz Chaim says, euch nisht muchroch de raya, because the pshat is, hayoyis that it improves the achila. So I think the pshat is like this. When you make a broch on something, the more it is l'tayoven, is the greater the haidon for it. And it's in Birchas HaMitzvahs, this is especially in Ogeya. But it could be in every broch. In Birchas HaMitzvahs, that's the yisoid of eating matzah l'tayoven, is the pshat is, it's an inyan of haidor, an inyan of haidor. But to say there's an inyan of haidor. By haidor, if I eat it, I don't have passion to eat it, felt the gantz haidor. There is a gedder and a brocha that when I make a brocha, it should be on something which is a tayov and I have a geshmak from. Why? Because then the brocha is a big haidor to the Rabbeinu Shalom. I eat something because it's medicine. Listen, I hate it. The doctor told me I have to eat it. So good. I don't have any time in it. So I finally managed to get it down. You know, so I'm getting the brocha, it's a knapa brocha. I'm thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom. I have to have big asogas, you know. You know, the people with big asogas could make a brocha, b'leib shalom, and such a thing. The doctor once asked, they wanted to adjust him. Well, Yosha was dying, zechat tzadik l'vrocha, a doctor. So he asked him, what do you like to eat? So Rabbi Yosha says, I don't understand the question. He says, just tell me what I'm supposed to eat, and that's what I'll eat. That's all. Was it a shayla what I like to eat? He didn't, you know, couldn't relate to the question. What you're supposed to eat, you eat, that's it. So that's Rav Chabad Chaim says, that's Eichnishkin Raya. So Naro Pashte, there are different, you know, the different communities have different minhagim. I believe that Rav Avadya Zatzal and his tshuvas defended the shittas like the Chassam Sofer, that you should make the broch of the eighth first, and then the Shechion Azei Duchzach. And the Maisa, we know that Klal Yisrael is choluk in this halacha, but this is the yisoid of this issue. Now, what's Nogeya, principally the Maisa, is number one, that it has to be a pri that's mischadish. Meaning a pri that's always around, it doesn't make a difference. If I haven't eaten potatoes in 10 years, and I sit down to eat a potato, I don't make a shechiyonu. Why? Because the nusach halacha shechiyonu b'kimonu 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 means this is a schadish, something that's mischadish, the Shulchan Aruch says, b'shonu l'shonu, because it's licked in the broch of shechiyonu, this is schadish, that you don't have it all the time. Now, someone asked me, well, listen, a caterer came to me, said, Rabbi, listen, everything is available all the time. It's only a shayla what you pay. They say, in the summertime I play $30 a case for blueberries, in the wintertime I play $70, but it's there. Yeah, it's always there.
They import it from different
countries. So I said, the pshat is very simply. The pshat is the Gemara Shteituch in Arif Sochem, that when you're supposed to make Kiddush Alayayim, when could you make Kiddush in Chamar Medina? So Chamar Medina Shteituch is only when Yayin is not Motzi. So what does it mean Yayin is not Motzi? So there are two definitions in the Achrayim, and they're both, I believe, true lahalocha. One is, it's physically not Motzi, it's just no Yayin, you don't have it, that's it. I'm sitting in Siberia, there's no wine here. Schnapps galore, yeah. Now the Eibush that made a brocha, he can make schnapps from everything in the world. You have rice, you have potatoes, whatever, you have roshen kiss. Schnapps they make from everything. So that's a brumph, and you have every place in the world. Wine is not so easy in cold places. Listen, you know, our forefathers, mein Zaydis, you know, wine was very, very hard to come by in Eastern Europe. There were no grapes. The climate is in very...
You used to stock raisins.
Yeah, because that's the only thing. Raisins dried, the Turkish raisins, not the raisins that we think of. They're about yay big. They're about the size of a golf ball. And and with that, we're all shyless, because Lemaisa, if there's a whole shyless, they're all dried out, and you can't squeeze any liquid. If what comes out, you can make very pure golf, and there's a big commotion, looking simmon. Iron Reish Bay's Erev, and you'll see the discussion of it. I'll call upon him. So, or that wine is biyoika. Yeah, the Gvir Mustavra, Gvir in Vilna, the Rashash Mustavra had wine in his house, you know, the Kamach Kiddush in the daytime and wine too. But, you know, most people in Vilna didn't know what a cup of wine, you know, what a cup of wine was. So that's it, Odosanish Motze. So the same is true here, I told him. Yeah, I could buy cherries for $9 a pound in today, but I'm not going to. And most people are not going to. It's not, you know, it's a Gemara Shteituch that by Rebbe was the Chiddush, right? That it was Tznein v'Chazeres and every season was on it. Because Rebbe was a Gewiz and a Weltgewir, you know, it wasn't a problem. So they had to import it. However, even in those days, he managed to import it at the right price and could get anything. But that's not Motzi. I have a simcha, you know, it could be two times a year when they bring the South American fruits and when they bring in the summer when our fruits come in. So it's nimtza in the market at a normal price, so that I'm sameach. The fact that I could go to some fancy market in Manhattan and Fairway and pay $10 a pound for it, Spiltnish can roll. I'm not in that league, you know. Rather, if you are in that league, maybe in Ochanami, then you have it the whole year and you don't have a simcha when the new crop comes out. It's failed. That is also a shaila. There are achroinim, maybe even the Arizal could be that held it on hadoma, something that you make hadoma that you don't make shechiyono. But the ma'aser the poskim do not paskin like this. So you have, I think, papayas, for example, there's a whole ganzer shaila. There's a whole tumul, what brocha that you make. There's a machloikis, and if you make aitz, you make hadoma on papayas. So that even if you would hold like the shittas that hold on, you make adoma on it, but lemaisa you could still make a shechiyono on such a thing. Now, one of the things, and that's rooted in the fact that we say shechiyono v'gimono, that we can't make a shechiyono on a murkav. On a murkav, a hybrid. A nectarine is a hybrid. It's two different minim. It's a cross between a peach and a plum. That's what a nectarine is. And you have one of the pomelos that they have in Eretz Yisrael is also, that's a cross between an orange and a grapefruit. So you can make a brocha. Why? Because the Eibishtat Gehesim, we shouldn't make a brocha. So how can I get up? Shechiyono v'gimono v'gimono lez man hazeh, that Baruch Hashem we were zeichet to be over your rotzim, you know?
How can we make a regular brocha on it?
So that they allowed us to make, because there's no Iser to eat it, but there is an Iser to make it. That's what comes out. So Mamela, Shechiyono was saying, I'm sameach that this thing exists, that I can't do. So that we do have to, the pomelos are also, they're a murkov, it's between an orange and a grapefruit. Now there's another issue, and that is what to do if you have different species, different types under one general min. You know, the Moshel, in New York State you can buy over 20 different types of apples. 20, 21 different types of apples at different times of the year. Macintosh, but Cortland, but Empires, but Jonathan's, and Granny Smith's, and Dawson Yentz, you know. Yeah, even in the local markets, you can probably find close to 10 that go through. And any stam, you know, push at a grocery probably carries 10 during the year. So the shaila is, listen, I like this particular min of apples, you know. So I like Empire apples. But lemaisa, I have apples throughout the year, and I've had, you know, so do I make a brocha on it? So this is a machleikus achreinim, if you can make a brocha on each subspecies or only on the kloliistic species. So here especially we apply the halacha of suffolk brochas lehokel that we're not nichnas to the shayla as a shteit chavetz chayim. And then finally, the last halacha that I want to touch on is it's obvious from all of this that on dried fruits that you can't make a shechiyon. Who knows where the dried fruits are from? You know, it's on the schatches of the crop that we're making the brocha, not in my achila. You know, it's only I'm making at the time of the achila because now I'm sameach about the schatches of the crop. But something which was, who knows when it was made, when it's from, where it's from. There's no, and a dry fruit, there's no simcha in the schatches of the crop. So on a dried fruit certainly is not tzugepast to make the brocha of Shechiyono. So these are a few ha'oros on the inyan of what Shechiyono is, and what the inyan a little bit, but we're out to do on Tu B'Shvat.
You know, fruits like cherries or plums,
yeah,
which are not motzoi,
yeah,
but you can get it for $10 a
pound. So I make Shechiyono one.
You make a Shechiyono.
Yeah. Yes, if you're a rich guy and you eat them the whole year, you don't make. Because you don't have the geschmack anymore.
Yeah, well, you did the season, maybe,
yeah,
you know, 4 or 5 months a year.
Plum. Yeah.
Plums and cherries.
Yeah, yeah.
And lemaisa, any other fruits that you could recommend?
Well, peaches usually. Peaches is also the same.
I remember Paulus from Vilna. And when he used cherry, he was such a smile on his face when he had a cherry.
Yeah, you remind me of a maisa. There was a maisa I heard from Leza Plachinsky. You can't believe it. I heard from Rabbi Leizer Plachinsky, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, that you met a Yid circa 1970 in Eretz Yisrael. You met a Yid. This Yid was 90 years old. This Yid came from Europe someplace, and he came to live in Eretz Yisrael in 1910. And he lived there 1 year, and the life was so difficult that he went off to Australia. And Lemaisa, life didn't allow him. For 60 years, he didn't return to Eretz Yisrael. In 1970, he was 90 years old, he came back to Eretz Yisrael. He walked in Shuk Machne Yehuda, and he saw a Peres as high as the sky. He was Sameach Moed, he couldn't get over a simcha. He told the blazer, you have to realize, when I lived here in 1910, to get one orange was come out impossible. To walk in a Shuk that's full of fruit till bizen himmel. he couldn't get over the joy, the simcha. You know, we take for granted a samuza zayzayin. You know, that's a little bit. You know, we live in a place of tremendous shefa always, and we have to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for that.
Make sure you have a one pay.
Yeah.
You can't get the whole year.
What's he does?
Can't get it. Can't buy it any place.
Yeah, well.
An empress, what do you call it?
Apple.
What?
Apple?
No, grapes. The smaller grapes that the rug buys, no?
It's an empress. Comes out, comes like right before she should.
Rosh Hashanah.
Comes out once a year. Can't get any place. No.
When I find that, I'll email everybody.
It's a certain type of plum, Rav Teitelbaum. I said you can get only once a year.
Yes.
Teitelbaum said that a Yester of Yankov Kamenetsky, I'm out making Shechiyon, I want a watermelon. So this Rav Yankov told him, despite the fact that it's Adoma, you can make Shechiyon. So we need the chef for our boys.
At that time, we couldn't make watermelons.
Yeah. That was a summer food, yeah.
If you enjoy it.
If you enjoy it, yeah.
You're saying la halacha, you cannot make a shechiyon on something you don't enjoy.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's subjective.
So people do that.
Listen, the anyantim is a whole bit sorrow because with the evidence, if you don't have machman a shechiyon or any, this is liyesis all. You know, tubishad is more of a problem. You know, when you. We live our voice, we have to thank you, Rabbi Rishalom, the Indian of Sheikh Rano, as I go. We live in a country of such phenomenal shefa. I mean, we live here in New York, we don't even begin to hear what it is. I had 2 years ago, I went to Nebraska. To Nebraska. And we drove 165 miles in Nebraska and then 105 miles back. Every place you go, mile after mile, as far as the eye can see, La Sispa, Ayan Liris. Huge fields. These fields are for soy and for corn. 165 miles. This is only a chelik of the state. And I met someone on the plane. He told me he lives in the next state, Iowa. There's Elba Mesa. To be massing the corn and the soy in America, the area that it takes up is larger than the Gantz Eretz Yisrael. It's a marvel. The chef that the Rebbe Rishon gives us in this Medina. So at the end of the day, we have to have a daughter to Rebbe Rishon. You know, the Abish that the Kent of Egglegen in Mali and in Africa too, It's Rebbe Yisrael Kol Tov. It's been a pleasure.